You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Business Class。在以前的节目中，我们的商务专家和中西文化专家都和我们一起探讨了应该如何面对工作面试。今天我们邀请到的是语言专家 Simon Cuttahy， 他是伦敦政治经济学院的一位经验丰富的英语教师。在这一集节目里，我们将听到 Simon、董征和六位在伦敦政治经济学院学习的中国学生对工作面试做的进一步讨论。在前面两集节目中，我们探讨了面试中应该使用的 body language 肢体语言。在今天节目中，我们将学习面试中另外一个重要的方面，如何组织回答面试中的问题。在继续探讨之前，我们再来听一遍商务专家 Keith Dugdale 对面试中如何正确使用肢体语言这一话题的录音。不过这次在听的时候，注意听他是如何组织语言，从而能完整地表达他的看法。接着 Keith 的录音是我们的语言专家 Simon 和六位同学们的讨论。大家准备好了吗？这就有请 Keith。
What can you do with your body language to...really be effective? I think the first thing to say is just make sure you're sitting comfortably and relaxed in your chair at the start of the interview. Just the way you sit can convey the fact that you're confident and relaxed. The second thing is try to use your hands a bit during the interview. You actually use gestures because that's a really, I'm doing it now, you know, it's a really effective way to convey a particular message and give some emphasis. And the other thing is eye contact.You know, try to make eye contact with the individual, not in a fixed stare so that you frighten them to death, but actually in a kind of really gentle way. Smiling is fantastic because if you smile during an interview, just try it. The interviewer will smile as well. It's a fantastic way of building rapport. So I think those are the key points about body language and how to make an impact in a different way at an interview.
Did you hear what words Keith used to structure his answer, anybody? Kevin?
I think he used the words like first, second, and third to make his point very clear.
Yes, very good, yeah. He said the first thing to say, and the second thing is, and the other thing is. So just as you would when you're writing something, we use signal words to structure what we're saying. Did you hear Keith's summary at the end of the answer?
So I think those are the key points about body language and how to make an impact in a different way at an interview.
Now, before the programme today, we asked all of you to think about what your dream job was, the job you wish you could apply for now. Shi Yang, what is your dream job?
My dream job is to be a football commentator.
Okay. So, Shi Yang, let's imagine that I'm now going to interview for the job of football commentator.So bearing in mind what we've said about structure, that's these signal words to structure what you say and then providing a summary, can you tell me why you would make a good football commentator?
Well, I think first of all, out of everything, I think I have passion for football. I love football. And I started watching football since I was a child. And that leads to my interest to football. And second, I have actually done some...radio programs before when I was in high school. And my job was basically to report football news about European soccer football leagues. Sorry, about European football leagues. So that's one thing. And another, of course, I know that it's more than talking in this job. So I have also done...this thing that I hosted the graduation ceremony of the private high school that I was studying in Canada. So I think that in that experience, I learned to actually face the audience face to face. And I know how to control my pressure and how to be relaxed on the stage. I think, sorry...At least I have a nice voice, I guess. And good sense of humor always helps. Well, yes, that's it.
Okay, Shi Yang, thanks very much. That was very good, I thought. You had a very clear structure to what you said. You said first of all, and then you talked about your interest. You said second, and then you talked about your experience. You didn't have a summary at the end. You kind of flaked off a bit towards the end, but I thought overall it was very good.
Thanks. I was getting nervous.
Yeah, I think one thing I would say is maybe it was a bit hesitant. You were hesitating a bit in places. So for a real-life interview, practice is the key, I think.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Unfortunately, I'm not in a position to give you the job of football commentator, but you did very well.
对，刚才 Simon 呢也给我们总结了一下，确实史阳同学的刚才这个表述，我觉得确实讲得非常有意思。没有Simon 说没有什么特别需要补充的了。不过就是需要注意呢，将来在这个最后说的时候，能够最后把你刚才讲的话总结一下，这样大家就觉得条理更清晰了。还有一个小点呢，就是说你刚才讲话的时候口气稍微有一点 hesitant， 就是犹犹豫豫，口气有点停顿。那这个呢也是需要我们去演练的。还有就是要放。放松一点，面带微笑，那这个当然都是我们在经常练习之后才能达到的一个境界了。
您现在收听的是 BBC 商务课堂语言专家，刚才您听到的录音只是商务面试技巧节目中的一个片段，如果你想收听更多的内容，请登录我们的网站 bbcukchina.com， 点击 BBC Business Class。在我们的网站上，你还能听到 BBC 商务课堂的特别节目语言挑战，我们会在真实的商务环境中测试6位同学的语言能力，请别错过。在下期节目中，我们将集中讨论商务电子邮件，电子邮件与手机短信更相近还是与书信更相近，如何确保你写的电子邮件礼仪恰当，这些问题我们在下次节目中揭晓。
BBC UK China.com